mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday, Wednesday, it's now Thursday, the 14th day of October 2004, but yesterday, the Associated Press had the headline that Senator Dayton out of Minnesota had evacuated his offices at the Capitol in the District of Columbia because he'd been given an internal national security briefing saying that the Capitol was this major target in the next month of terrorist attack. And he said he would not come back to the Capitol or tell his staff to come back to the Capitol until after the November 2nd election. Also yesterday, something we mentioned but that I didn't detail properly, was this report by Bill Gertz in the Washington Times that's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, as well as the report about Senator Dayton, where supposedly 25 Chechenian terrorists crossed the border in Arizona, right where Glenn Spencer runs American Patrol, where they did the simulation a few months ago of walking through with a backpack marked nuclear weapon and marching it right up to the federal courthouse miles away. They've done this two times now. And so we've got Glenn Spencer joining us here in about 30 minutes. Then we'll get into the drugging of children in this country and the New Freedom Initiative and some of the new developments there. And a lot of this is going to be under Homeland Security, forcibly psychologically testing and drugging your children. It's all about the Homeland Security, making sure you're all a bunch of drooling idiots under their control. But this story out of Arizona with this intelligence report given to the police, the state police, the Border Patrol, and others, looks like propaganda has the handiwork of more fake terror alerts to me. Now, they may be creating a ledger, a history. So if the New World Order decides to suitcase Nuka City, oh, see, it was those Chechenians. Now, Vladimir Putin has been caught blowing up his own buildings, caught carrying out his own terror attacks, and a lot of mainstream evidence came out in Europe and in Russia, in major publications, of Putin being behind it. And we've posted those. But we know he was behind the 99 bombings of three buildings as people were caught planting bombs by Moscow police in a fourth building. The FSB caught with the explosives planting them in the act. And Putin said shut up about it and started arresting police that had reported it and taking over media institutions that had reported on it. And so we see Bush saying that Putin is a man with a soul of love, a man he can trust, a man whose eyes he looked into and saw his soul. Has little nicknames for him. They're now going to one-party rule, getting rid of the right to vote in the regional governorships, going into a total New World Order police state, really mimicking what's being set up here. And so we hear that these Chechenians are here. Well, they are real. They're probably spitznats working for the globalists, probably do have suitcase nukes. And after they blow up some major cities, we'll be radically re-engineered, and America will plunge even deeper into the New World Order. Or it could be a fake terror alert, or it could be a false alert. We don't know. All we do know is the whole country's geared up for martial law. That's admitted. They've told the state police, special forces, regular army, state guard, national guard, FEMA, Homeland Security, that there will be an attack by the election or by the new year. Now, that's been in the mainstream news. They told U.S. News and World Report the Capitol would be hit. And now we've got senators evacuating because of inside information they've been given, supposedly by the leader of the Senate, Senator Frisk. So we'll talk about this, and we'll go over it. But the whole thing just stinks to high heaven. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. I really do want to talk about these issues, the election, stage terror alerts. Will there be a terror attack? Will they suspend the election or cancel it as they've talked about doing? 1-800-259-9231. We can also talk about the debate last night. I've got some of the choice quotes here I want to go over, from assault weapons bans to people's belief in God. And we'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's already Thursday as time accelerates past us towards the November 2nd election and all the different congressional races, all the mayoral races, the different elections with your state legislatures. Those are all very important. In fact, in the aggregate, it's much more important than Bush versus Kerry. But most people are focused in on the horse race of John Forbes Kerry versus George Walker Bush. Now, what are we really dealing with here? We're dealing with two cousins, members of the same secret society, whose policies are almost identical other than gay marriage and abortion. But when you examine both of those issues, it yet again is nothing but a distraction. I think the issues are important, but to the political parties, they're being used as a political football to distract from real issues. But why is the election so important? Well, because the globalists have prepared every local constabulary, the federal government, the state governments, for martial law. Now, whether they go to martial law or not is wide open to speculation, but openly, this idea of martial law, this mindset, this system has now been introduced. Hundreds of publications, hundreds of talk show hosts, dozens of major TV programs have talked about it. Is it something that's needed? And then now I've learned, again, from FEMA, Homeland Security employees, regular Army employees, state police, as I said, Texas National Guard, State Guard, it goes on and on, that they've been told something is going to happen on or right around the election through October and November, and that the danger zone began October 1st and ran through January 1st. And that they've been told something will happen, it's going to happen, and gun confiscation plans, mass arrest plans, riot control plans, this is all now public. This has all now come out. This is in the documents. This has come out in the news, a piece here, a piece there. And then again, we have U.S. News and World Report and several other publications almost 3 months ago when White House sources told them there will be massive terror attacks in the United States. And again, I'll say it. I didn't say that. I'm not saying that's going to happen. They're saying it, and we have those mainstream news articles posted. Not it's probably going to happen, but that it's going to happen. Now, while they're saying it's going to happen, they're also out saying it's probably going to happen. So they're flip-flopping there as well. And then we have Senator Dayton out of Minnesota yesterday evacuating his Capitol office, saying, I can't in good conscience leave D.C. for my own safety. The threat is too great, and not warn my staff. And then he asked the leader of the Senate, who he was in an intelligence briefing with a month ago, please warn everybody else of what you told me under law. I cannot tell anybody what I was told in that briefing. You need to warn people. People in D.C. need to know how incredible this threat is. Now, is that top nightly news story as it should be? No. It's baseball games and college football and NFL football heating up. It's the upcoming World Series. You know, that's what's really important to people. Not the $54 barrel oil, not the pension funds in trouble, not the acceleration of outsourcing of high-tech jobs. Well, frankly, the people are concerned with it, but the media, again, tries to project up this facade of entertainment interspersed with trying to scare us into submission through the threat of terrorism. And all of this, at the same time, we have Bill Gertz, who, again, is one of their little operatives, posing as a conservative, comes down in the Washington Times and says that 25 terrorist Chechens came across the border back in July, and that this comes from high-level government sources, and the Border Patrol confirms the report but says that they don't have specifics. And they had backpacks on, these Chechens. Are they suitcase nukes? Why, we know the Chechens might have gotten some of these from the Russian army accidentally, of course. They've been setting this up in our minds, creating this history, this ledger, for a long time. Now, it's one of three things. Either it's a totally fake report, and it's just another fake terror alert to scare us into submission, which the government's been caught doing, and we've got scores of reports on that, and FBI and CIA folks have gone public and said they've been ordered to, quote, issue fake terror alerts for hysteria. Or some Chechens did really sneak across, and it's Arabs, Russians, Chechens, Chinese, Africans. I mean, they're sneaking across by the thousands every week, by the hundreds of thousands every few weeks, you know, with the people from Latin America, but by the thousands every week of people from other countries coming through Mexico or Canada. So it could just be some, Central Asians, Chechens coming through, and, you know, people coming across the border, sneaking across, have backpacks. It could be that. Or it really is four different things. Magically, Chechens really could have just had the Russians accidentally give them a bunch of suitcase nukes, you know, accidentally, Bush's big buddy, Putin. And then just magically they made it over here and made it across with these suitcase nukes, and people know of it, but they just can't stop them. Even though they got helicopters and planes that can spot that stuff hundreds of feet under the ground. But just magically, you know, I mean, maybe they really did it. Or number four, which is probable, that they're Spitznaz hired by the globalists to come in here and nuke some major cities to bring us into the New World Order. We know our government's merging with Russia. They're merging with NATO and the UN. We know Bush says he saw Putin's soul. They love each other. They both have their own little stage terror attacks and their own little school shootings. We know a month ago they put out a report after the Beslan massacre, which now has been connected to Putin in mainstream publications. Then they put out reports in schools saying brace for that to happen here. Are these Chechens these hired special forces guys? Are they going to go in and shoot up a school? And will it be like Columbine where the SWAT team stays outside for 4 hours and 10 minutes? And then the real shooters escape out the back publicly, and all the witnesses say they saw them leave, and the media just says ignore that? All I know is where there's smoke, there's fire. People coming across the border, they're reporting with backpacks, Chechens, senators evacuating the Capitol with their staffs. All of this going on. The federal government saying the Capitol will be attacked. There will be coast-to-coast attacks. All of my contacts, before it was even in the mainstream media, months ago, said we've all been geared up for martial law from October 1st into the new year. Then that comes out in my local paper, comes out in national papers, exactly what I heard from inside sources, but my info is even worse than what is in the news. And, I mean, it's October 14th, folks. And we are, again, accelerating into all of this. And we have open discussions of suspending elections, canceling elections. We get reports from our sources of internal fights in the Pentagon, people not wanting to go ahead with this plan, the compartmentalization breaking down, good people finding out what's really going on. The globalists are running drills nationwide for martial law and for nuclear attacks and for chemical and biological attacks. Will they use these drills as a smokescreen to cover up a real attack by the globalists against our own government and country as a pretext to take us into the real depths of martial law and the police state that they've set up? Because, again, they always run a drill accompanying their real terror attack, so if a good cop or somebody happens to bust them, they can just pull off and cancel or back off the actual operation and say, oh, you just caught us in a drill. That's what was done on 9/11 with the remote control aircraft. They were running drills that morning of that exact same thing happening. So people inside the government, 98% of them thought that it was a drill. Again, I don't know what they're going to pull. I think it's a fluid battle plan right now with the globalists. I don't think they know exactly what they're going to do. It's clear they've got three or four different plans, different operations in train right now that they could execute at any point, and we are walking the razor's edge. We are on the cliff's edge. We are at the edge of the precipice. And we all need to pray and ask God to forgive America for all of our evils and how decadent and self-centered we've been, and to ask God to move his hand upon the New World Order and to stop them from carrying out the attacks if it is God's will. You might call your congressman, too, and say, hey, we want to know about this report. We want to know why this senator has evacuated the Capitol. In fact, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. There's not a minute to lose. Scott, will you call my wife, my producer, and tell her to get me Ron Paul or Tom Tancredo, or at least ask their office if they've heard about this terror threat on the Capitol? And why the senator's pulled out and claims he got this briefing. Call her and tell her to get on that absolutely right now. That's a wrinkle I didn't think of. But you need to call all of these offices. Don't call Ron Paul or Tom Credo yet, because that'll mess up us trying to call them. But call the other ones. Call your congressman. Call your senator. Demand answers. Go, do you know about this Associated Press article where Senator Dayton says he is pulled out and evacuated the Capitol because the threat is so great and so imminent and so pertinent and so immediate? And call us and tell us what they said. And call the White House and say, you better not allow another attack to take place. Or we're going to hold this government responsible for leaving our borders wide open. I mean, bare minimum, even if these were real terrorists, there's less Border Patrol now than there were 3 years ago. Did you know that? I mean, I can't believe that how serious the times are, that we've come to this point. And even if there aren't attacks, pray God there's not, they've now had another big simulation, another drill of practicing federalizing local constabularies and municipalities for martial law. That's been introduced into the group psychology, the group consciousness, and they can spring it in the future, in the new year, to get their draft, to get their imperial mobilization. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've got Glenn Spencer coming on, who's right there in the area of Arizona where these supposed Chechens came across. He's got a network of people videotaping, sensors, drones, watching the border, exposing all this, so that's coming up in a few minutes. And we're working on getting a congressman or woman on to talk about these supposed terror alert threats they're being given and being told not to tell anybody about under national security, and why Senator Dayton evacuated the Capitol. We're also trying to call Senator Dayton's office, I guess in Minnesota, since he evacuated D.C. yesterday. Let's go ahead and go to William in Colorado. William, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how are you?
Good.
It's good to hear you again. I'm here in Colorado,
Sir, do you have a question or comment? I appreciate it. We want to move quickly.
That's me. I just talked to a guy, or heard a guy on an interview. He was a doctor in the Russian army for 25 years, and they're pretty much led to believe that Putin was behind all that. There's another guy, Daryl Smith. He had an interesting interview. Maybe you could find him on the internet. He thinks biometrics are good. He was talking about the biometric passport that needs to be in effect by legislation by 2004 or 2005. Is the extension on that?
William, last night, Kerry said he wants biometrics on all this stuff. You said you heard a Russian general on the radio talking about how he thinks Putin was behind what?
They're pretty much all sure about the school shooting in Chechnya.
Well, he was behind the bombings. He was behind the bombings that killed even more people back in 99. Now, what was the officer's name?
I don't remember. He's also a medical doctor. He was in the medical corps in the Army.
Well, that's interesting. I'll have to check that out. But what do you think about all these developments with a senator evacuating the Capitol, saying they gave him warnings? Why aren't they giving the people the warnings?
Well, this has been going on for 10 years. You've been giving everyone a warning for 10 years. I don't know why anyone needs anything else. It's all going to get crazy, so hang on.
I hear you, William. Thanks for the support and take care, my friend. Up next is Troy in Texas. Troy, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I've known about you for 3 days now. I was wanting to ask you a question really quick about Osama, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you remember, right after September 11th, so-called government issued a videotape saying that they had irrefutable evidence that Osama committed the attack on the 11th. When he was sitting around all of his little generals and all of his supporters there describing how he planned the attack for years before it happened. Now, do you know the tape I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the fat bin Laden tape?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's been admitted. That was looked at by experts in Canada, the U.S., France, and England. That was not bin Laden. It was not his voice. They ran the original voice of bin Laden through a voice print, made a voice key, then tried to run the other voice through one. Would not work. And then people who were experts on voice inflections listened to it, and it wasn't even the same dialect, the same Saudi dialect that bin Laden used. That was a fake tape. And the government's been caught issuing other edited tapes of the real bin Laden, saying, oh, here's a new tape. Then later they have to admit, no, it was an old tape that we edited. This is
really?
The same Pentagon that's been caught putting fake letters from troops in newspapers with fake signatures, that created fake Niger uranium documents. They used 12-year-old graduate student documents and said they were brand new. That has a Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence where they admit that they lie to us.
Jeez. Okay. All right, well, I know you got some of the guests coming on the radio show, but I want to ask you really quick, when the heck are you going to be on the air in Houston?
Probably never. They have almost a total monopoly of three big groups in Houston, and we've been on before stations that get into Houston a little bit, and they get bought or sold. It's all part of the consolidation of the media, but call your local mom or pop stations. Don't waste your time with big corporations, and try to get them to pick up the show.
All right, Alex, I'll do that. Thanks.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. But bottom line, bin Laden has been CIA all along. He was dying of kidney failure. His family's worked for British intelligence since 1918, when they set up Saudi Arabia. He was used to attack the Serbs in 98. He was used to attack the Russians in the 1980s. His code name in the CIA is Tim Osmond, and he's always been there. And so I'm surprised they didn't have a real video of him taking credit for it. Let's go ahead now and talk to Joe. Joe, where are you calling us from?
Good old Chicago.
Welcome.
How you doing? Got a quick question for you. You had mentioned briefly yesterday that you were going to be doing an interview on XM Radio. I was just wondering if... you happen to know what channel it was going to be on or what program it was going to be on? Because I got a
It was also on the, the Urban Network. It's mainly a black network on a bunch of AM and FMs. It was also simulcast on XM Radio, and that was 2 days ago.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah, because I've got a lot of friends that have got XM, and unfortunately not everybody's got shortwave here. And unfortunately you're not on any AM or FM broadcast stations in the Chicagoland area. And I got a lot of friends that would like to hear you. So,
well, just tell them about the internet.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not a lot of them have internet access, at least high speed. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I got one more quick question.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California to Providence, Rhode Island. Simulcasting on shortwave during the day at 9.475. And back from 9 to midnight at 3210. We're going to go to Glenn Spencer here in a minute or two from AmericanPatrol.com to talk about this Washington Times report of 25 Chechenian terrorists crossing the border with suitcases. Mr. Spencer has been on top of this for years, and so we'll be talking to him. And then, of course, Joe and George and Bill and everybody, your calls are coming up as well. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Before we go to Glenn Spencer, I'm honored to have on with us for the next 25 minutes or so, my new film, American Dictators, is out. Exposing the staged election of 2004, how Bush and Kerry are members of the same organizations, how they're cousins, how they have the same policies on open borders, the UN, gun control, the police state they're setting up, what the New World Order's up to, the latest 9/11 information. And it's out on DVD. The DVD is about 115 minutes long. The VHS about 95 minutes long. The VHS or DVD is $19.95. But we got a DVD deal for you just on the DVD. When you get a second copy of the DVD, it's only $5.95, and each additional copy is only $5.95. Why not buy 3, 4, 5, 10 copies at a price like that and give them original high quality, you know, in the hard case with the color cover, the eye candy, so they'll pop it in their machine and watch it and have their paradigm shifted out of this fake left-right system. I also have my 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other great videos I carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cards. Or call toll-free to order the films or ask about some of the different specials. 1-888-253-3139. Make the call, get the films, get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Got a bunch of other specials, too, on books and videos when you get more than one copy. So ask about that when you call. 1-888-253-3139. Or, again, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Expose the globalist. All right, a man who has said it many times, who coined the term, that the globalists are sacrificing America's sovereignty on the altar of globalism. That's what the open borders are all about, despite the fact that 80-plus percent of Americans, including Hispanics, are against open borders. The globalists, both parties, want this and want it now. They say we're under impending terror attack, but there are less border patrol on the southern and northern border than there were 3 years and 2 months ago. And a few months ago, Glenn Spencer did a simulation on video of sneaking a backpack marked nuclear weapon, a dummy, across the border, and then they marched it all the way up to a federal courthouse. And the federal guard wasn't even worried about the backpack marked nuclear device. He just wanted to gripe at them and say, stop videotaping us. And now we have this Washington Times article, 25 Chechenian terrorists cross the border with backpacks. Is it part of another fake terror alert, fear-mongering? I don't know. Does the government want to point out how there's no security on the border? I don't think so. Glenn Spencer, great to have you on, sir.
Alex, good talking to you again.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but... 2 years ago, you said they were going to start killing American citizens. Since then, they've killed FBI, Border Patrol. They've machine-gunned in the back Forest Service employees. They've raped and killed and burned homes. It's total bedlam. Millions crossing a year. We're in the county you're in alone, tens of thousands a month. They catch, they say, 2 out of 10. And you were right. Then all the killing started. Now you've said the danger is suitcase nukes. You've done simulations. And now right there in your county, this again has happened. But this time, perhaps for real. Glenn, tell us about it.
Well, on July 19th, we went down to the border. My two, what we call TAC Ops, Team A, Team 1, rather, and with a backpack that had included in it a simulated suitcase nuclear weapon. They stepped into Mexico, stepped across the border, and smuggled it across the border up through one of the most popular smuggling routes that the Border Patrol is well aware of, right under their noses, and up into Sierra Vista, which is about 20 miles north of the border. We then reported this on the Internet. It caught the eye of some local reporters who know me. One of them... Ignacio Ibarra, Hispanic, who's been working here on the border for 30 years, we call him Nacho. Nacho called me, and he asked me what we had done, and I told him, and he knows me, and he knows that I'm an honest person, and that he can rely on what I said. So he ran the story with that. That, when that ran, and it ran on AP, because the AP people really respect him, then the news TV crews came running down here. And we went through the whole process again, showing them exactly how we did it. And we were on Tucson television, a couple of television channels up
so
there.
So the second time you're traipsing around with film crews under the Border Patrol.
Well, no, that wasn't the second time. But I did tell them, and they did run the story, use my words, when I said, we're going to do this again. And 1 week later to the date that we did it the first time, we went down, this time deeper into Mexico, with the same simulated weapon of mass destruction. And this time, because people criticized us, we didn't carry it far enough, although we went a couple of miles. This time, we went 5 miles across. It took us 3.5 hours to get up to the main highway, right under the noses of the Border Patrol again, into a load vehicle. Now, we didn't put this into a brand new SUV or a Cadillac convertible. We put it into a truck that had been confiscated from a human smuggler. It was the exact same load vehicle that was used to smuggle things into the United States.
And everybody knows this now. Everybody knows this, you know, in New Jersey or Wisconsin, you pull up in a Ryder truck in front of a government building, they swarm you in seconds.
Right.
You're out here in a truck that's been confiscated, that's carried smuggled illegals with your device marked nuclear device.
That is correct. And we put it in the exact same vehicle that was used to smuggle people that had been stopped by the Border Patrol and drove it into Sierra Vista. And then a day later, we took it up into Tucson and right up to the federal courthouse. And right up to the door of the federal courthouse, and they came out and said, you can't tape this. We were videotaping. We videotaped the entire process. The entire process. And they came out of the building, the Federal Protective Service, and said, you can't videotape it. So they took the guy's IDs, looked at their IDs. They were standing right next to the door without ever asking them what was in the backpack. Had they asked them, they would have been shocked. Now, we can do it over and over again. This was in July. Now we find that these Chechens were possibly crossing. There were others. There was this woman apprehended near El Paso at the international airport who had just crossed the Rio Grande. How many warnings does our federal government need? But I will tell you, a lot more. Because they're willing. I've said this on our feature yesterday on American Patrol. They are willing to risk the lives of thousands of Americans. They're willing to do that before they will close this border down.
Now, well, that's because it's a vital part of the global plan to dismantle this country's sovereignty.
That's correct. But if they're willing to risk your lives, they're willing to pay that price. Your family, your children. Okay, your mom and dad, your grandchildren, they're willing to allow them to die. They're willing to pay that price.
Now, Glenn, we don't have a lot of time, so I've got some important questions for you. You talked about this threat before anybody else. Now there's all these big headlines, 25 Chechens with backpacks from this federal source. They're saying it's a real threat, but they don't have specifics because the feds won't talk about it.
All right.
Now we have Senator Dayton evacuating the Capitol, saying, we've been given such a specific, dangerous threat to the Capitol, I can't believe they're not warning other people. I was told this under national security by the leader of the Senate. I'm evacuating with my staff, and we're hearing others have been evacuating, and then we're hearing that martial law is possible, and I don't know if any of this is going to happen. The point is they're geared up for it, but those borders are still wide open. From your law enforcement sources, from your sources in the FBI, you're there on the ground where in late July or early August, they're not sure, but right around the time you're doing simulations, supposedly 25 Chechens are sneaking across with backpacks as well. Lord knows what. So from your inside sources, what can you tell us about this Chechenian threat?
Well, I really have no inside sources about this one, this particular one, but I do have inside sources who have said that the window, that this is happening, that these people are crossing the border, and that the window, which is the highest probable window, is October 28th, right, through Thursday, October 28th, through Monday night, November 1st. That's the window of terror.
That's exactly what I've gotten from State Guard, who are now anti-terror forces, National Guard, Special Forces, FBI, CIA, and then it all came out in the newspapers.
Well, we were out yesterday flying our UAV and spotting people on the border. The president went on television last night, and he was asked about border control, and he said the following. He said, listen, well, what are you doing about the border? We're increasing the border security of the United States. We've got 1,000 more Border Patrol agents on the border. That's a joke. That's like 200 at any one time. That's a joke.
Stop, Glenn. Several thousand in the southern border quit alone to go get more money as air marshals. Everybody knows. So they lose 2,000 and then they add 1,000?
They don't have as many. And he said, we're using unmanned aerial unmanned vehicles to spot people come across the border. No, they're not.
You are.
They're not. They grounded those. They had a test that ran for 3 months and it ended September 30th. They are not flying unmanned vehicles. We are. We were up yesterday flying. If you go to AmericanPatrol.com, you'll see, and you can see this streaming video of spotting people on the border with our UAV. The United States government is, this, the president says, it's a subject I'm very familiar with. Familiar with? He doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why our headline calls this the unmanned presidential vehicle.
Well, I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. We're in a lot of trouble.
You know, he gets up there and is bragging to millions of Americans that he's using this technology on the border and says he knows all about it. And if he knew anything about what he was talking about, that was a Israeli UAV operated by Israelis. And where was it being operated? From Fort Huachuca, which is the training base for Army and Marine Corps UAV operators. So why in the heck did they bring an Israeli UAV in with Israeli operators when this is the home base of our system? Because they said they didn't want to, quote, militarize the border, unquote.
But all over the country at events, they have troops out searching women's bags, looking at people.
Sure.
They're feeling up women at the checkouts, running people's cats through X-ray machines. I mean, it's all about training us to be slaves. Well, it's like Bush is going to make everybody thumb scan or face scan to get driver's license, but then he, 9 months ago, said, I'm signing an order where people coming in from Latin America don't have to face scan or thumb scan.
Sure, and we're down here. We'll be down here tonight. We'll be down here in Highway 101. We'll be on the web. We were out the other night. The Border Patrol helicopters, and I can't tell you how we know this, but there are places they can't go because they're so noisy. By the time they get in there with their infrared camera, everybody's hidden. And so they can't, there's certain places where the helicopter pilot said it's just a waste of time to go over there because they hide. So they know where this is, but they don't put the people on the ground to do the job. We have the specifics, we know, and we're going to have an exposure later this month, and it's called the October Surmise. And we're going to reveal all of the terrible failures. The Border Patrol is really designed to fail.
Okay, now, Glenn Spencer, I want to go back to your sources. I mean, in the very area you're at, doing simulations of nukes coming across,
right.
Now these confirmed federal sources are telling people that 25, quote, Chechenian terrorists came across and, ooh, they had backpacks.
Right.
Now, we know a lot of illegal aliens from around the globe come across who aren't terrorists, but still somebody could slip through. What do you think about this report, then? I mean, what are your sources saying about this report?
Now, I have no, as I mentioned, I have no independent source or confirmation of this Chechen group. We have other sources, people from Mexico, one gal who does translations, who told me that in Agua Prieta, on August 24th, a group of Al-Qaeda had checked into a motel there and stayed there for 3 nights and then snuck into the United States.
Oh, boy. Man, I tell you. Well, I guess if the government lets something happen, Glenn, they'll get to take more of our freedoms.
No. See, what they're willing to take that risk, okay? And then if it's like TWA 800, if they do blow something up, you're never going to find out where they came from.
Yeah, they'll just say it wasn't a terror attack.
That's right. Or the terrorist came in, Catalina Island or something.
Well, it was like that flight the 28th, just a few weeks after September 11th.
Right.
Where the tail
fell off.
Yeah, both engines and the tail all blow off.
Right.
And then it just so happened to be in dry dock, having work done on it hours before by the Arab technicians. But the FBI didn't question them.
No. So they're confident that you're not, they will never be able to link any terrorist activity to crossing the border because they're just not going to allow it. They're not going to allow you to find out.
So, and I guess the government will get more anti-terror funding and take more of our freedom. So I guess if something happens, it happens. Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's it. So, but you can be darn sure, and we've laid this out. 60 Minutes was supposed to come down here and do a story on this, but they spiked it. The producer sat here in my office. Graham Messick sat in my office. They're going to do it. He sat down here with me on the border. And by the way, we're now moving right to the border. We just picked up a big piece of acreage. And 30 days from now, we're going to be within 1,000 feet of the border on our in our new headquarters. Right on the border.
Well, nobody's fighting like you, Glenn, to expose this, and you've got quite a crystal ball. I mean, you know what the real threats are, but it's incredible.
Yeah. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to, when you're spending the time that we do down on the border, to watch these Keystone cops operate. It's not their fault. It's the system that's designed to fail. It's not the Border Patrol agent's fault. But you don't have to spend... It doesn't take a genius. You just look out there and watch them come across. And the reason so many of them get caught is that what they do is they flood the Border Patrol agents. They send waves of them knowing they're going to get caught. They just pick them up, put them back across the border.
Sounds like North Korea back during the Korean War.
Right, they just overwhelm you with the numbers, tie up the Border Patrol.
We got a break, Glenn. Stay there. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cup behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got Glenn Spencer for a few more minutes. Then we're going to start the next hour and go to all the callers that are holding. We've got another guest coming up later as well. Psychiatrist blames bad gene pool for massive drugging of foster care children in Texas. So now, see, it's their fault. Well, why are you drugging half the foster care children? Well, it's bad genes. They're all mentally ill. We have to put them all on deadly drugs. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's just so sick. And we'll get more into all these terror alerts and the rest of it. Glenn Spencer, AmericanPatrol.com. It's always great to have you on the fine work you're doing. In closing here, I'm sure you've heard that Senator Dayton evacuated the Capitol.
No, I didn't. That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, Associated Press, it's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It should be top news. Of course, it's not. He evacuated, saying he was given a briefing, a national security briefing, that the Senate got, and that he's not allowed to talk about it, but that the Capitol is in such danger, and D.C. is in such danger, from October up until November 2nd, that he has evacuated the state with his staff and asked Senator Frist to warn everyone of what he, quote, knows. And then we get these reports that a suitcase nuke may be going off in D.C.
Well, now, you know, Oliver North did a program, and I want you to listen to this clip. This is Officer Kimmel. He's flying a helicopter. Listen to what he said.
Greater control, even though we have more work in the future.
There is absolutely no reason to think that they are not bringing in terrorists. Notoriously, the southern border of the United States is an easy place to enter the country illegally.
Okay, that's a Border Patrol helicopter pilot. Now, remember this. We smuggled our weapon of mass destruction across the border. It could have been C4, high explosives, not only into the federal, up to the federal building, but into a mall. So there's nothing to stop a terrorist from crossing that border to coming right into your neighborhood and blowing up your community mall.
But the feds say that you and I are going to have national ID cards to have jobs, but they're going to give waivers to all the illegal aliens.
That's correct.
It's just incredible.
They're issued national ID cards, too, but they get theirs from Mexico.
That's right. There's over 30 countries issuing consular matricula. 800 cities, all 50 states, and the feds are now accepting the consular matricula.
But you have to prove who you are before you get yours, but they don't, you see.
And that's in the new bill, too, folks. So they're telling you it's to stop illegals. No, it's not. They're using this terrorism, no matter who's behind it, to take our freedoms. Glenn Spencer, tell folks how they can get in contact with you.
Well, we're at 1-800-600-VOICE, 1-800-600-8642, or go on to AmericanPatrol.com and link through there to American Border Patrol. And we're a 501c4, nonprofit corporation, donations tax deductible, and we hope to you can come down in a couple of months when we get our headquarters all set up on the border, and we have a number of acres, almost 20 acres, right on the border now.
I want to come down.
We're going to show the American people what's really going on from those new headquarters.
Well, I want to come down there, Glenn.
That'd be great.
All right, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
One last question. Do you think we're going to see a terror attack on or before the election?
Well, I think we are.
Well, I hope not, but the government's saying it's going to happen. It can't be stopped.
They're going to try, but I think we are going to see it.
Well, the government's saying that it's going to happen, but that they can't stop it, but then the border's wide open.
There's no question about that. But they're willing to take the risk. They're willing to risk your lives and the lives of your family in order to keep the border open. Before they would crack the border down, they will wait for thousands of Americans to die.
Glenn Spencer, I mean, here's my analogy, and we'll let you go because this hour's over, and thanks for coming on. But it's like lowering the drawbridge when the enemy army's outside and then sending the guard to guard the women and children to make sure they're not terrorists while the drawbridge is down and the enemy's pouring in.
Of course.
Thanks for joining us, Glenn.
All right, thank you.
There goes Glenn Spencer, folks. Second hour coming up. We'll get some of these calls out of the way and then get our next guest on. And we'll talk more about this as well. It's just absolutely incredible, my friends. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website, and of course we've relaunched InfoWars.net as well.